Alam ko, nakatakas na si Joy Belmonte, si Mayor Joy Belmonte sa mga pag-scrutinize sa mga ginagawa niya kasi pumalit si ano eh. Pumalit si Coco Pimentel, napakaswerte talaga ni Joy. Pero gusto ko lang balikan yung mga pinagagawa niya before at gusto ko malaman ko ano yung mga palagay niyo, no? Ano ba masasabi niyo sa mga pinagagawa niya? Because again, tatlo sila, medyo sikat sila mga nakaraan. Of course, si Yorme, si Isko is always doing great job. Si Vico Soto, and then si Joy, for some reason, talagang nabash siya ng mga netizens natin, hindi ko rin alam. Now, as a matter of fact, I actually just saw a recent video, Tulfo, alright, Tulfo. Pero hindi si mismong Mayor Joy yung nakikipag-usap dito. Yung spokesperson niya to, named Pia Morato. Now, interesting, marami siyang sinabi ng mga interesante talaga. But let's talk about some things na diniscuss niya, no? Kasi gusto ko rin malaman eh. Ang number one na concern ko, as a matter of fact, is yung pagpapauwi. Nabasa niyo ba yon yung nakalipas na linggo? I think last week yata yon, yung meron daw pinauwi si Mayor Joy nga Belmonte na positive ng NCOV for, you know, to do home quarantine or something like that. Now again, I'm torn apart about this because I just tend to read. Madalas binabasa ko ang mga komento ng mga tao para malaman ko talaga ano ang tumatakbo sa utak ng mga Pilipino, 'di ba? Kung ano-ano iba't ibang nating opinion. Now, of course, maraming galit, like lahat galit. Ako, unang instinct ko magalit talaga or mali, you know, mali ito eh. Ba't niya pinauwi? Again, para lang yan si Coco Pimentel na may ano na nga, positive na siya sa NCOV, lumabas, papunta pa ng ospital, right? And that probably has a good reason, you know, that person has a good reason to do that because of the pregnant wife again. Pero yung kay Joy Belmonte daw, pinauwi niya daw yung mga pasyente sa Quezon City na positive na. Now, ano ang effect nito? After noon, nung ginawa niya yun, medyo lumobo actually yung mga positive sa Quezon City, lumobo. I think they're now around 90 or something close to that. That's ridiculous kasi Quezon City, malala talaga nasa gitna eh. I think andun kasi ngayon Cubao, sabi nila is yung Cubao is in the center of solar system. So, medyo hub talaga yung Quezon City. Kung saan-saan talaga pumupunta yung mga yan, sobrang busy talaga yan. At dapat, I think, matutukan siya ng gusto doon. Now, ang sabi ng spokesperson ni Joy Belmonte, no, si Pia Morato nga, ang sabi niya dito, hindi naman daw si Mayor Joy Belmonte ang nagpauwi sa mga pasyente na to. Okay? Yun yung kailangan nating maintindihan. Hindi daw si Joy Belmonte yung nagpauwi, kundi yung DOH or yung ospital, as a matter of fact. Okay? So kasi ang unang blame talaga ng tao, kasalanan ng mayor kasi nga pinauwi niya yun yung lumabas. Eh. Now, I wanna know, fake news ba yun or naninira lang talaga? Medyo binabasa na naman siya. Ito yung sinasabi ko sa inyo nakaraan, porket mahaba yung baba niya, baba siya ng mga Pilipino, etc. etc. Pero ang sabi ng spokesperson niya is pinauwi daw yun ng hospital. Alright? Hindi daw si mayor mismo nagpauwi, kundi yung mismong hospital, yung kung sino man responsible sa DOH. Now, what are your thoughts about it? Bakit napabilang or bakit napabalita na si Mayor Joy Belmonte ang nagpauwi? Dahil ba palagay nyo humingi ng permission or something? Nagpaalam ba yung hospital sa kanya? I don't know. For me, dapat hindi na agad pinauwi. Of course, kasi nga baka makapanghawa and something. However, nung nalaman ko yung kay Coco Pimentel ngayon and some other positives out there, sa bahay lang pala talaga, no? Hindi naman na talaga nila pinaglalagi yung mga positibo ng NCOV, you know, sa ospital. Kasi syempre marami pang ibang kailangan gamutin. So, you know, most of the time, pinapauwi nga talaga nila, hinu-home quarantine nila. And it's kind of sad kasi syempre yung tao, may possibility talaga manghawa. Tsaka syempre kung positive na yung isang nila lang, yung isang tao sa NCOV, pinauwi mo pa, hindi naman yun alone, hindi naman yung single person or something. Siyempre maraming mag-aalaga sa kanya at kahit na nung ingat ng mga yun, maapektuhan yung mga yun, right? Madadama yung mga yun. At mag-i-spread lang lalo yung virus. So, I don't really know. Anong palagay nyo, guys? Palagay nyo ba dapat pinapauwi yung mga positive ng NCOB? Or dapat, eh, pag nalaman agad positive, asikasuhin agad sa ospital at i-quarantine agad, you know, like, sa hospital mismo, hindi home quarantine. What are your thoughts about this? You know, just let me know down in the comments. I wanna know kung ano ang mga opinion ng mga mamamayan natin about those kind of stuff. Now, another thing na pinag-usapan nila na medyo interesado rin, no? Interesado ang pag-usapan natin, guys, is yung mga relief goods na binigay niya. Okay, so a couple of things. Now, on my previous video, go ahead and check it out kung di nyo pa na-check. Na-discuss ko doon na si Mayor Joy Belmonte is namigay siya ng mga relief goods, malalaking bag, eco bag na printed bags with just a couple of things inside. A couple of safeguards, alcohol, delata, you know, it's just really minimal. Pero ang laki-laki ng bag. So I just kinda criticize, hindi ko lang masyadong fina-fancy yung malaking bag, siguro maliit bag na lang, or it's not really a biggie, alright? But right now, ang problema is, yung napapa-issue siya, nadidikdik na naman siyang issue ngayon, is, ginamit niya daw is yung basurero, truck ng basura. Alright, let's check it out here, ha? Let's see kung mapapakita ko sa inyo yung itsura nun. Truck ng basura, ayan, okay. So, ang ginamit daw is truck ng basura. Now, medyo offensive siyempre sa mga tao kasi sabi nga ni Tulpo, hindi ba mamamatay sa, what do you call this? Hindi ba mamamatay sa COVID yung mga tao? Is mamamatay naman sila sa cholera at sa kung anumang sakit ng pwedeng idulot ng mga basura. Medyo mali naman talaga, di ba? Kung maintindihan natin. Now, kung isipin natin, ano ba ang mga property ang meron ang gobyerno o local government? Meron ba sila mga service vehicles na pwedeng gamitin or something, or yun talaga yung mga ano nila, especially sa Quezon City, baka pinagkukuha lang nila sa Litex yung ano, you know, sa Payatas yung mga truck. However, again, andito na naman ako sa mga magko-compare-compare, eh. Alright? Yung Pasig, okay? Yung Pasig, si Vico Soto, may mga bus, may mga kung ano-ano siyang malupit. Advanced talaga, eh, di ba? Bakit di naman magawa ng Quezon City yung? Bakit naman nagpadala ng mga bulok na basura, mga truck ng basura? Now, dinedefend yun nung spokesperson niya, ni Pia Morato nga, na hindi naman call, dalawa, hindi call ni Mayor Joy Belmonte yung pagpapadala ng mga relief goods over those trucks. It's actually a call of the barangay chairman, barangay captain of that certain barangay. Siguro pinaalam na lang kay Mayor. Hindi naman daw yung truck ng basura, it's more of a utility truck daw. Ang tawag, utility truck, hindi naman talaga garbage truck, but utility truck. But makikita nyo sa picture, is mukha nga siyang dump truck. Na pinipilit ng mga tao, I mean, ni Pia Morato, nung spokesperson niya nga, is hindi siya dump truck, alright? It's a utility truck. I don't know kung mukhang magkaiba yon sa picture na lumalabas. But what are your thoughts, guys? You know, panahon pa ba para mag-complain tayo kung anong truck ang gagamitin or something? Kasi ang pangatwiran din nila dito ni Pia o ni yung kampo ni Joy is of course, you know, urgency and promptness. Imbes na maghintay pa ng mga kung ano nung resources na wala sila, logistics, delivery and all, mabibinbin yung mga relief goods. So gusto nilang umaksyon agad-agad. And maybe ang available na trucks, available na magde-deliver at that time is yung mga garbage trucks. So bakit pa sila magiging picky, 'di ba? Gamitin lang yun agad, then you know, give it out. Ako naman, ang iniisip ko naman is lagyan naman natin siguro ng onting quality. Paano kung talagang truck ng basura yon and medyo madumi siya, like inuud-uud pa siya o kung ano mang merong mga residue doon. Paglagay mo ng mga gamit noon, binigay mo, eh na-prevent mo nga yung COVID kumalat or napakain mo nga yung mga residente pero nagkaroon naman sila ng ibang uri ng sakit or something because of the diseases that those garbage, those trash are, you know, probably bring with them. So, hindi ko alam, guys. Let me know your thoughts. Anong palagay nyo? Mali ba siya sa ginawa niyang yun? Moves na yun? But, again, I'm trying to understand yung mga points niya. Gusto daw nila magmadali, makapag-deliver. Pero, di ba, parang isip-isip din naman minsan. Matutuwa ka ba kung bibigyan ka ng mga relief goods over truck ng basura, di ba? That's our reasoning is nagmamadali. May buti pang huwag ka nalang magmadali. Hintayin lang namin pero make sure na quality at malinis yung ibibigay mo, di ba? Another one pa na pinag-usapan nila is very funny. Hindi makasagot yung PIA, hindi makasagot yung spokesperson niya about this kay Tulfo is yung ano, yung mga relief goods. So meron siyang photo ops, meron siyang video, commercial, I don't know. Maybe they're just gonna use the... Actually, it's not maybe. I'm pretty sure they're gonna use these clips, you know, these clips sa mga susunod na halalan. Kasi pag nakita mo, pang malupitan, pang ano talaga, pang halalan. So si Joy Belmonte mismo, alright, yung babae, yung mayor mismo, si Mayor Belmonte mismo, ang nag-aabot, personally, ng mga relief goods dun sa mga tao, probably middle class family, alright? So yung mga pamilyan to is may gate, ang ganda ng gate, buti pa sila may gate. Binapagawa akong bahay, wala pa laman-laman kahit na ano. Pero sila, may gate, maganda, middle class, it's probably even above middle class. And si Mayor Belmonte talaga, yung nag-aabot eh. Like personally, inaabot niya yung mga goods dun sa mga tao. Now, unang-unang naisip ko agad dito, bakit siya? I mean, maybe I'm just being too critical about it, right? Pero it's just so fake. I'm just kind of tired of seeing politicians like that, you know, Filipino politicians like that making a fool out of us. So siya mismo, nagbibigay siya ng mga relief goods personally na nakangiti, naka-smile na ganyan, at sampung cellphone, cameraman ang nag-snap-snap ng mga picture niya at kung ano nung binibidyo siya. It's very obvious that it's a photo op, alright? It's for publicity and it's just kind of tiring. Bakit hindi ka nalang tumulong? Okay, sige, pa-picture ka pa rin, whatever, but make it logical, you know? Ikaw yung mayor mismo, you can actually stay on your office and probably do some stuff, magbalot-balot. But yung ikaw mismo mag-aabot sa pamilya, it's kind of dubious, bro. It's kind of just dubious. Ang dami yung mga tao, right? Ang dami niya mga tao, ang dami niya mga staff. Bakit hindi sila mag-aabot? Bawa, siya doon sa truck siya, di ba? Kung gusto mo talaga involve ka, sige. Doon siya sa truck, minamanage niya yung mga goods niya na may picture niya, na laki-laki ng pangalan niya for the next halalan and all. Then, pinapasa-pasa niya na lang para ipasa ng mga tao doon sa mga residente. Bakit kailangan siya pa yung nag-aabot ng ganyan, i-smile sa camera, pipicturan, and all? Hintayin nyo yun sa next halalan, guys. Lalabas yon. I'm pretty sure lalabas yan. My God, mga Pilipino talaga, mga politician, hindi na nagbago eh. You know, lagi nila itong ginagamit as opportunity para magamit nila sa mga susunod na halalan. It's just kinda tiring, you know. It's just gonna tiring that they're really thinking all Filipinos like us are just dumb, plain stupid, na madali lang bulahin. Not to mention na yung pinag-aabot niya is mga middle class. You know what? Palagi ko maintindihan ko pa siya talaga, maantig pa ako, guys. Maantig pa ako kasi mismong Joy Belmonte nagbibigay ng mga goods sa mga sobrang nangangailangan, sa mga you know almost homeless, pulube, yung mga nawalan ng trabaho literal, like yung mga vendor na nasa kalye nagbebenta ng mga sigarilyo o mga ulam para sa atin mga middle class, you know, mga working employees, sila yung mga nagta-try lang mabuhay on an everyday basis. Siyempre ngayon na naka-lockdown tayo, na wala silang kabuhayan. Anong kakainin nila, 'di ba? Tayo, we're expecting monthly payment. I'm expecting my salary on the next couple of days like any other employees out there. Pero syempre, yung mga empleyadong 'yan, paano sila? Umaasa lang sila na may bebenta sila ng time na 'yon, 'di ba? Aalokin kanila ng mga kalamay, suman, whatever. Now na naka-lockdown lahat, nasa na sila? Ano ang gagamitin nila for day-to-day? I think those are the people na kailangan talaga ng tulong ng gobyerno, right? Ng tulong niya. So, siguro kung magpapa-auto-op siya, dun na lang eh, di ba? Para man lang naantig pa ako, hindi yung nainis eh. Nainis kasi ako sa photo-ops niya, guys. Na di ko alam, triggered na talaga ako. Medyo tito na talaga ako. Madali ako mainis eh. Hindi ko alam eh. It comes with an age. It comes with the age. So guys, alam nyo na, pag medyo nagtito na kayo, madali kayong mahibed sa mga bagay-bagay. But let me know your thoughts. It's just my thoughts, right? I mean, again, ang dami na nangangailangan na iba. I think it would have been better kung nag-photo op siya o nakatulong siya sa mga mahihirap talaga. Pumunta siya sa mga sa payatas, for example, sa doon sa pinagkuhanan niya ng mga truck mga garbage truck na ginamit niya. Malamang mas matutuwa pa yun kung pumunta siya doon, namudmud siya ng mga relief goods doon sa mga mahihirap talaga na walang kabuhayan ngayon kasi bawal rumonda, right? Bawal lumabas. So, again, it's just my thoughts. What are your thoughts? Tingin nyo ba, photops lang siya, papicture lang, parang si Erap dati, naglilinis sa mga, sa ilog pa kasi ba yun, naglilinis sa ilog, tapos tinatapon yung basura, intentionally, oh my God. Pati tinatapon yung basura intentionally para hakutin ng ganun, makukuha siya ng camera, naglilinis sila. I don't know. Politician thinks of us as stupid people, so it's just, they're just not aware that we're probably thinking the same of them. Another one, yung pinagdiskusyonan nila doon, nakakatawa guys. Nakakatawa sobra to. Yung merong isa sa Twitter yata, yun eh, yung isang netizen, kinumpute yung laman ng relief goods ni Joy. Epic eh. Kinumpute niya yung laman. Kasi ang sabi daw pala daw, I mean, siguro, akala lang, sabi ni Joy Belmonte o yung kampo niya is, the relief good will be costing about 2,500 pesos, right? Siguro hindi nila nilinaw or something. Pero itong isang netizen natin, concerned citizen, syempre, kinumpute niya yung mga laman, yung mga noodles, delata, and all. And sabi niya, 337 lang, grabe no, talagang sakto yung amount. 337 pesos lang daw yung amount ng goods na yon. Anong 2.5? Di ba? Anong, guys, anong 2.5? Yun yung kinakainis niya. No? The spokesperson, Pia Morato, actually did her very best, to justify and to maybe confuse me about it. Pero, I don't know, siguro may point naman siya, hindi ko rin talaga siya maintindihan siguro. Sabi niya is yung 2.5 daw yun is para sa isang family, all right? Para sa isang pamilya and it's a total of 4 weeks supply. Okay, now if you're going to think about it, it makes sense. 2,400 or sorry, 2,500 is good for one family, probably members of five heads, five people, good for 4 weeks. Medyo na-realize ko, last ko pala talaga kumain, ha. 2.5, parang di tatagal yata sa akin isang linggo yun kung over a good day, 2 linggo. Ang last ko kasi kumain. But nonetheless, yun nga yung point niya. Sabi niya is 2.5 for 4 weeks to sa isang pamilya. Pero yun na, binipilit yung isang tao is 337 lang daw. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think corruption na naman ba to? Humingi siya ng 2.5 budget. Hindi ko alam magkano ba to? 4 million or something? I don't know. Meron ba siyang certain budget? Then tingin nyo ba is binulsa na naman nila to? Imbis na tinulong pa. I don't think na binulsa to nila Joy o ng mga staff niya because I mean, tao ka pa ba sa pagkagantong COVID-19 na yung buong mundo nagdurusa, 'di ba? Yung buong Mother Earth natin is nangangayon na pinahinto na lahat para mag-heal yung mismong Mother Nature natin. So lahat ng humanity is at risk talaga. Tapos mangungurap ka pa ngayon, sobrang hudyo mo naman na, 'di ba? And I don't think kung ganun yung kaya niyang gawin. I don't know. Maybe ganun talaga kaitim yung budhi nun sa loob, 'di ba? But I think kung gagawin mo yun ngayon ka pa mangkukurap, imbis na ibigay sa mga taong nangangailangan, it's just too much, right? It's just too much, guys. I don't think a certain politician can do that or maybe they can, maybe they do, maybe that's the time that they're really good at it, taking opportunity sa mga pagkakataong nangangailangan talaga yung mga tao. I don't know. It's just a sad news kung totoo yun. But yeah, what are your thoughts, guys? Tingin nyo ba nangongorap siya? O tama naman siguro yung pinamimigay niya? Masyado lang nagiging critical yung mga tao? Just let me know, okay? Let me know. Yung mga pinapamigyan niya, medyo doon ako galit eh. Doon ako galit. Dapat doon sa mga medyo mahihirap. Although, if you come to think about it, syempre, siguro napakaraming middle class ngayon na hindi makapasok because of the lockdown or the extended community quarantine, right? So, napakaraming tao na hindi makapasok at yung iba is no work, no pay. So, wala din silang pera, So, Maybe yung iba is mas marami pang actually yung ipon, yung mga negosyante, kasi negosyante sila, baka mas marami pa silang imbak-imbak sa bangko or ipon rather than dun sa mga tao na nagtatrabaho 8 to 5, kasi yun, umaasa lang yun sa mga sweldo, right? Sa regular na sweldo, hindi naman sila negosyante. Now, ngayon na walang sweldo, no work, no pay sila, saan sila ngayon kukuha ng pera? I don't know. It's really confusing out there. It's really difficult. So, sana matulungan na lang niya lahat ng tao. No judgment and all. Tulungan lang nila lahat ng mga tao. Kayo, yung mga mayor nyo guys, kumusta ba? All right? I don't wanna talk about Montalban, yung mga mayor namin dito. Kasi I don't really know them for some reason. Tagal ko na nakatira dito sa Rodriguez Rizal, sa Montalban, but I don't really know the politicians here. But yeah, like what I discussed in the previous video, binigyan naman lang kami ng 5 kilong bigas, and I'm really grateful about that, couple of dilatas and all. Namili rin kami siyempre ng sarili namin mga pure gold. But tumutulong sila. Now sa inyo, kayo ba? Kumusta yung mga mayors nyo? Alright, Olongapo po, kumusta na kayo guys? I'm from Olongapo po originally, and I've heard na meron ng positive sa Zambales, sa province near Olongapo. Olongapo previously is like Antipolo. Part lang siya ng Zambales, and then ngayon, solo na siya. Actually, matagal na siyang solo, Olongapo City. Now, I've heard na meron ng positive sa Zambales, but sa Olongapo remains COVID-19 free. I hope it remains like that because jampak ang Olongapo ngayon, guys. Alright? Maraming population yun. To be honest, if you think Manila has a lot of population, you will be surprised pag dumating kayo sa Olongapo na sobrang jam-packed. Dikit-dikit ang mga sasakyan, dikit-dikit ang mga tao, naglalakad sila, sobrang daming nilalang doon. Dikit-dikit ang businesses. So, pag nagkaroon ng positive doon at medyo hindi sila nakinig sa lockdown, sa home quarantine, then good luck, good luck. So, hopefully, mag-remain siya na COVID-free. Guys, kayo nasa mga Olongapo, mga kababayan ko dyan, mga kaklase ko ng high school, mga kaibigan ko dyan, please stay at home. Huwag muna kayong lalabas, alright? Huwag muna kayong lalabas. Alagaan nyo yung taon nyo at huwag nyo hayaang magkaroon ng positibo. Yung pamilya ko nasa Zambales, so ingat kayo dyan, may positive na daw. So hopefully, isa lang yon or dalawa, huwag na sanang kumalat pa. By the way, I want to give you some no good news, alright? Because a lot of these are bad news. Did you know that Manny Pacquiao just officially turned over around 50,000, 57,000 testing kit? Binigay daw ni Jack Ma. Let's see how many is that. 57, all right. 57,000 COVID-19 testing kit donated by Manny Pacquiao's billionaire friend Jack Ma, all right, to DOH. Aside from these testing kits, Pacquiao said he also received from Jack Ma, a total of 500,000 face masks, which could also be turned over to Duterte for proper distribution. Really good job, Pacquiao. Really good job. This is on the top of the 700,000 face masks that he already donated. Wow. Okay, so Manny Pacquiao actually just donated 700,000 face masks before, to be used by business community. And then ngayon, nagdagdag si Jack Ma ng 500,000 and 57,000 COVID kit. All right, COVID-19 kit. So it's really good job, Manny Pacquiao. Maraming salamat po sa inyo. Of course, Jack Ma, maraming salamat sa inyo. I really hope yung mga mayayaman maglabasan ngayon, no? Villar. Sino pa ba ang mga mayayaman dyan? Yung mga conglomerate, yung mga may-ari ng mga sobrang lulupit, siguro hindi naman magiging sobrang kawalan sa kanila kung maglabas sila ng mga couple of thousands, couple of millions, right? Tulungan yung mga frontliners natin, yung mga healthcare natin, di ba? Yung mga nagpapakihirap na nurse, maybe you can provide them some PPEs, right? Is it PPEs or, some protective gears? And transportation and sorts, i-assist nyo sila na magampanan nila yung mga role nila efficiently and effectively at na hindi na sila maapektuhan pa o maahawahan pa na itong COVID para marami silang matulungan, right? We just have to really help each other right now. And sino pa bang best na makakatulong kundi yung mga sobrang yayaman na yun, right? So, yun lang, yun lang. Guys, I'm calling out yung mga mayaman nating conglomerate, mga businessman out there. Tulong lang. Good karma is always there. So, malay nyo, di ba? Kung tutulong kayo ng tutulong is makakuha kayo ng good karma in the coming months, days, or something. Also, na-check nyo na ba guys yung ano, yung various, yung may bagong ginawa, I think this ABS-CBN eh, kasi sila Sarah G or something, meron silang ginawang super collaborative music, We Heal As One. Alright, check it out in YouTube. I'm gonna put the description down below. I just saw it. It's on YouTube. I think it's from ABS-CBN or something. But all of their artists, singers, like Gary Valenciano, who's that? Lea Salonga. Ang dami. You know, lahat ng singers ng ABS-CBN essentially. So, naka-work from home sila, right? Mga naka-quarantine din sila. Nagre-record lang sila ng simpleng earphones and something, but they managed to create this, and I really applaud that, right? Kasi nakapaggawa sila. Kahit imagine mo, iba-iba yung audio quality noon, o mahirap ko, ano, you know, ayusin. Pero ando si Ryan Cabiab, I think, na manage nilang gawin to, We Heal As One, alright? This from various artists of ABS-CBN, and it's just really touching, alright? It's, I think we need this. At times like this, we need to be united, we need to heal as one. And napakagandang idea na ginawa nilang to. So, just go ahead and watch it. Again, I'm gonna put the link on the description. It's their video. It's not mine. So, I'm just gonna put it there and go ahead and watch it. I really love it. All right, just quick update before we end this podcast, right? Solo podcast. Before we end this, just a quick update on the COVID-19 list. So, para alam natin lahat. Because yesterday, yung ginawa ko, as soon as I'm done creating the video and actually edited it, oh man, yung US is hinigitan yung China sa list, alright? Hinigitan nila lahat. Now, if you're gonna check it right now, USA is now on 96. Let me refresh this first, alright? Kasi baka, ano na naman eh, baka wala na naman. Probably updating it right now. But 96,000 na yung US, guys. Just ridiculously high. Number one na sila, and I believe this is due to spring break. So, pumasok na yung spring sa US. And I think medyo matitigas pa rin yung mga Amerikano. Naglabasan pa rin lahat. At nag-spring party pa rin. May nakita nga akong picture. Nasa Miami at nasa Miami sila lahat. Nagsipag beach pa eh. So, guys, huwag matigas ulo ha. Huwag natin gayain yun. Hayaan nyo na sila. But now, they actually top it. Mas mataas pa sila sa, ano ngayon, mas mataas pa sila sa China, mas mataas pa sila sa Italy, and everything. Now, actually, I wanted to show you this as well, this list. Maybe it's already up at the time of this. But if you will notice here, yung China, alright, third na lang yung China ngayon. But yung China, yung pinakita ko sa list, right, they already flattened the curve. But if you notice their recovery rate, you know, yung mga nag-recover sa kanila, it's just ridiculously high. Right? Okay, so andito na yung list up na. I think they updated it. So let's go ahead and check it out. Alright. Now, makikita mo, dito, yung US is number one, followed by Italy, and then China. Spain is slowly creeping around, so feeling ko tataas din yung Spain, baka mahigitan niya pa yung China. But right now, USA is almost 100,000 at 98,080, alright, positive coronavirus infected patients. New case just for today is 12,645. Guys, yesterday they added 14,000 something. Right now they added 12,600. So tomorrow, ilan pa yung i-add nila? Sobrang laki, right? Italy added 5,900 new cases. So, they're now sitting around 86,498, which is ridiculously high. And again, followed by China. Now, if you notice, China only added 55 for today. Very low. And if you check here, their deaths is only 5. Good on them, right? Now, ito yung interesadong moment or interesadong parte. Their total cases is 81,000, right? But their total recovered is 74,588. Now, I'm going to scroll this, guys. Italy recovered around 10,000 only. All right? Iran recovered around 11,000. I think that's probably yung pinaka sumunod na sa China. See? wala nang nag-recover dito na mas mataas pa. They're all low, right? However, bakit yung China recovered 74,000? That's almost what? 90%? 80% ng total cases nila? China is kind of like very weird right now. So, out of 81,000, they recovered 74? Ibig sabihin nito is almost everyone na may coronavirus sa kanila is nare-recover nila. Sobrang baba ng death nila. Sobrang late ng death nila. At yung mga nare-recover is sobrang lapit talaga. Anong opinion nyo about sa conspiracy about it? Kasi may nababasa ako, may conspiracy daw about that. Meron na daw vaccine yung China, hindi lang sinasabi, para daw makontrol nila yung USA at UK. I mean, you know, conspiracy is always there, will always be there. So, what are your thoughts about it, guys? Do you think meron ba nilang conspiracy na nangyari? Meron akong kaibigan, nagsabi naman siya, conspiracy is US daw, nagdala ng coronavirus sa China because 2 weeks prior ng breakout ng coronavirus, isn't the mga American soldier doing some testing, I don't know. So, what are your thoughts? Just comment down below. But again, that's just a quick update about that. I don't want to prolong this any much longer. But yeah, just a reminder, guys. Again, stay at home. Konti na lang. Probably nasa middle na tayo or something, right? Konting days na lang, guys. Stay at home. Let's flatten the curve and hopefully magawa na yung vaccine and matapos na tong madness na to. Just put your comments down below. What are your thoughts about this video, about the topics that we discussed? Pabor ba kayo sa mga pinagagawa ni Joy Belmonte, or you think it's just really bad mayor right now? Or like na sinabi ni Tulpo, ang medyo yung bad siguro yung mga advisors niya lang eh. Do you think kailangan niya lang palitan yung advisors niya? I'm not a political analyst. Again, I'm just a normal netizen. So, I'm just a concerned citizen. So, I just want to talk about it. Alright, yun lang guys. But again, maraming salamat sa panonood at pakikisama sa akin. Alright, ako lang mag-isa. So, talagang may pagdiskusyonan lang. But just go ahead and click the like button on the bottom here kung nagustuhan niyo itong video na to. Comment down below what are your thoughts about mga nangyayari. Gusto ko marinig yung mga thoughts niyo. Gusto ko mabasa yung mga idea niyo. So guys, just comment down below. Subscribe to my channel if you're not subscribed yet. I review a lot of Netflix shows and movies out there, a couple of products, and of course, this is the episode 2 of my solo podcast form. And marami akong gagawin ganito, probably every day, every other day, as long as may time ako. Makikipag-usap ako lagi sa inyo. Alright? Para makapag-discussion tayo ng mga bagay-bagay na nangyayari ngayon sa mundo. That's all for today, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Stay safe. See you on my next one. Peace.